I think in that letter to the Hebrews, we have, I think what's important for us in our day is how the author of the letter to the Hebrews is encouraging the people to stay faithful, that God will remember his promise. And I think that that's after a long time of waiting, because even the author says, and so after patient waiting, Abraham obtained the promise, and so we will too. And I think for us, we want things usually done right away. We don't have a lot of patience in the way God works, certainly in the way what it takes to change our lives and maybe people around us, especially if they're dealing with things that don't just change overnight, but that it takes a lot of patience dealing with other people and ourselves and really the world and all that is happening. And so one of the things is how God is challenging us to remember that he's going to be faithful to his promise. He was always faithful to his promise, that he remembers the promises that he made to us. And I think that that's why it says, hold fast to the hope that lies before us. And that's, as people of faith, one of the very important components of faith is that we have patient waiting for God to work in our lives, and that we hold fast to the hope that God has given, because we believe he will remain faithful to what he has offered us and as his people. And oftentimes when you take a look, for me, I think when you take a look at the way the world works and the way God created things, God takes time. Things grow, we grow up, and it takes time to grow up. You know, and it takes time to heal something, a wound that we have. And for us, sometimes we want to, like Star Trek, where we just put a little thing there and it heals it right up. But it sometimes takes weeks and sometimes even years to heal from something. And that's all the way God works. But in that meantime, we hear that, as he says, that he is faithful to his promise. And that's what we hope in. You know, and I always say time will happen no matter what. When someone comes in, they maybe have an annulment, and it's going to take a year. Like, I can't believe it's going to take a year. And I say, you know, a year will go by no matter what happens. When someone wants to become a priest, they say, you know, you probably go to seminary for 6 years. 6 years? Why does it take so long? I said, look, you start now, 6 years will happen. But if you don't do anything now, in 6 years from now, it will still be 6 years in front of you. You know, so it will happen no matter what. So our goal is to patiently work toward the promise that God has offered us. And it doesn't come in an instant, and usually it takes time for it to have deep roots within us. And so our challenge is to hear those words. After patient waiting, then God will fulfill his promise. Because that's what the responsorial psalm says. That's why it's all connected. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. He won't forget it. Even sometimes as time goes by, we think he's forgotten.